Chapter 14, Scene 1, Lord Brahma's Prayers, Part 1. My dear Lord, you are the only worshipful Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, and therefore I am offering my humble obeisances and prayers just to please you. Your bodily features are of the color of clouds filled with water. You are glittering with a silver electric aura emanating from your yellow garments. Let me offer my respectful, repeated obeisances unto the son of Maharaja Nanda, who is standing before me with conch shell, earrings, and peacock feather on his head. His face is beautiful. He is wearing a helmet garlanded by forest flowers, and he stands with a morsel of food in his hand. He is decorated with a cane and bugle, and he carries a buffalo horn and flute. He stands before me with small lotus feet. My dear Lord, people may say that I am the master of all Vedic knowledge, and that I am supposed to be the creator of this universe. But it has been proved now that I cannot understand your personality, even though you are present before me just like a child. You are playing with your boyfriend's calves and cows, which might imply that you do not even have sufficient education. You are appearing just like a village boy, carrying your food in your hand and searching for your calves. And yet, there is so much difference between your body and mine that I cannot estimate the potency of your body. As I have already stated in the Brahma Samhita, your body is not material. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that the body of the Lord is all spiritual. There is no difference between the Lord's body and His self. Each limb of His body can perform the actions of all the others. The Lord can see with His hands. He can hear with His eyes. He can accept offerings with His legs. And He can create with His mouth. O Lord, your appearance as the cowherder child is for the benefit of the devotees. And although I have committed offenses at your lotus feet by stealing away your cows, boys, and calves, I can understand that you have mercy upon me. That is your transcendental quality. You are very affectionate toward your devotees. In spite of your affection for me, I still cannot estimate the potency of your bodily activities. It is to be understood that when I, Lord Brahma, the Supreme Personality of this universe, cannot estimate the childlike body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what to speak of others? And if I cannot estimate the spiritual potency of your childlike body, then what can I understand about your transcendental pastimes? Therefore, as it is said in Bhagavad Gita, anyone who can understand a little of the transcendental pastimes, appearance, and disappearance of the Lord becomes immediately eligible to enter into the kingdom of God after quitting the material body. This statement is also confirmed in the Vedas, and it is stated simply, by understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can overcome the chain of repeated birth and death. I therefore recommend that people should not try to understand you by their speculative knowledge. The best process of understanding you is to submissively give up the speculative process and try to hear about you, either from yourself, as you have given statements in Bhagavad Gita and many similar Vedic literatures, or from a realized devotee who has taken shelter at your lotus feet. One has to hear from a devotee without speculation. One does not even need to change one's worldly position. One simply has to hear your message. Although you are not understandable by the material senses, simply by hearing about you, one can gradually conquer the nescience of misunderstanding. By your own grace only, you become revealed to the devotee. You are unconquerable by any other means. Speculative knowledge, without any trace of devotional service, is simply a useless waste of time in search for you. Devotional service is so important that even a little attempt can raise one to the highest perfectional platform. One should not, therefore, neglect the auspicious process of devotional service and take to the speculative method. For by the speculative method, one may gain partial knowledge of your cosmic manifestation, but it is not possible to understand you, the origin of everything. The attempt of persons who are interested only in speculative knowledge is simply wasted labor, like the labor of a person who attempts to gain something by beating the empty husk of a rice paddy. A little quantity of paddy can be husked by the grinding wheel, and one can gain some grains of rice. But if the skin of the paddy is already beaten by the grinding wheel, then there is no further gain in beating the husk. It is simply useless labor. My dear Lord, there are many instances in the history of human society where a person, after failing to achieve the transcendental platform, engaged him or herself in devotional service with body, mind, and words, and thus attained the highest perfectional state of entering into your abode. The process of understanding you by speculation or mystic meditation are all useless without devotional service. One should, therefore, engage him or herself in your devotional service, even in one's worldly activities. And one should always keep him or herself near you by the process of hearing and chanting your transcendental glories. Simply by being attached to hearing and chanting your glories, one can attain the highest perfectional stage and enter into your kingdom. If a person, therefore, always keeps in touch with you by hearing and chanting your glories and offers the results of one's work for your satisfaction only, then he or she very easily and happily attains entrance into your supreme abode. You are realizable by persons who have cleansed their hearts of all contamination, and this cleansing of the heart is made possible by chanting and hearing the glories of your Lordship. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.